Friends, the Old and New Testaments clearly identified Jesus as the promised Messiah. Jesus himself asserted that he fulfilled all Old Testament promises. The last and seal of prophets, John the Baptizer, came to prepare the way for him. As Jesus the Messiah began his public ministry, John the Baptizer announced who he is. He saw Jesus coming and pointed everybody's attention to him, saying that Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Old Testament scriptures also foretold the sufferings and death of the Messiah. The New Testament records that Jesus was falsely accused by the Jewish religious leadership, convicted, condemned, and sentenced to death. He was crucified on a cross along with two convicted criminals, one on his right and one on his left. On the cross, Jesus the Messiah accepted to be punished as a guilty person. Friends, Jesus the Messiah died and his body was taken down from the cross and buried. Roman soldiers guarded his tomb, which was sealed with a large stone. Everybody, including the apostles and other followers, naturally assumed that his death was final. Yet, very early on the third day, he rose from the dead. The Gospel of Matthew records, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, as he said. Come see the place where he lay. So the angel reminded the women that Jesus had told them and others that he would die and rise from the dead. Yet the idea that their master would die seemed unbelievable to them. How could it be possible for him to die when he had shown divine power to raise the dead? Friends, Christ's death was possible only because he voluntarily surrendered himself and allowed his accusers to humiliate him, inflict pain on him, and crucify him. As the Messiah Savior, the Good Shepherd, he laid down his life as a ransom for sinners who deserve to die. He is the divine Lamb. As the Lamb of God, he came to offer himself to take away the sin of the world. So Jesus' death was substitutionary. It was death in the place of others. He accepted to carry on himself the weight of their sin and receive the punishment they deserved. Yet something else was at work. It was his perfect sinlessness. His divine and human natures remained absolutely holy. The Apostle Paul wrote in his epistle to the Romans that Jesus was declared to be the Son of God in power according to the Spirit of holiness by his resurrection from the dead. This is the decisive reason for Jesus' resurrection. Jesus' sinless soul remained unblemished even on the cross as he took on himself our sin. As the New Testament church was initiated, the Apostle Peter pointed thousands of his listeners to Jesus, the Messiah. On the day of Pentecost, he proclaimed, God raised him up, loosing the pangs of death, because it is not possible for him to be held by it. Then Peter referred to King David's prophecy about the Messiah's perfect holiness in the 16th Psalm, saying, David foresaw and spoke about the resurrection of the Christ, that he was not abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. This Jesus God raised up, and of that we are all witnesses. Friends, Jesus, the new Adam, the promised Messiah, by his spirit of holiness, prevailed against the temptations of the evil one. He also overcame the worldly, arrogant spirit of selfish lust for power and triumphed over death itself for all who trust in him. They are the new humanity. Jesus, the Messiah, King, is risen. Hallelujah.